7 p.m. according to the WMFO digital clock. You are in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. Now at 11:02, according to that very same WMFO digital clock, you are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I'm Belinda, and this is Bubbles in the Think Tank. It's 2.5-ish of the silliest hours of radio programming imaginable on this Saturday evening. It's all the silliness you can stomach, all the silliness you can shake your stick at, and we have been double-dong daring you since 1990, no matter how many people are around. Right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Coming up in around about an hour and 20, let's call it the midnight 20 hour. It will be time for the radio obituaries. It's the time each week that we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days and weeks. We're going to do it the way we do. But you know, now that we're coming from Babyland all the time in the beautiful world of Cape Cod, you get to a time of year where everybody shows up. And you've already heard a little bit of that with my mother being here, with the January Fairy being here, and now we have a whole bunch more people being here. All of them lovely, thank you very much, but it's been a lot of them. This week, we're going to take a look at the things that happened with this newest bundle of people that were around. Because why the heck not? After all this vacationing of others, I feel like I need a vacation myself right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
I need a vacation. I need a vacation. I'm a nervous wreck. Both ways?
Let the natural surroundings weave a spell.
Live like a king in a swell hotel. No swimming in a pool, shuffleboard or ping pong. No lying out in the sun. Everybody think of someplace new where I can go and have a lot of fun. cool place.
You'll find it's even snowing in the month of June.
Give me a month and I'll fly to the moon. Get me set for launching, count me down. Blast me off and I'll leave town. Send me up to Mars on Vanguard 6. I want to have a ball with those little green chicks. I need a vacation. Satellites are calling. I'm sick. Venus in the summer, Jupiter in the fall, and I'll be on the moon when it's over Miami in the winter. I need a vacation. Oh, I need a vacation. I need a vacation so bad. I need a vacation, please.
A bartender just like a mother, with his apron so clean and white. For he tries to make everyone happy, and he never looks for a fight. Whenever I'm sad and lonesome, he'll always get me to smile. Oh, the bartender just like a mother to me. And I'm his favorite child. Oh, the bartender's just like a mother. And I know he's man's best friend, 'cause he passes the pretzels and peanuts to the guy along on the end. Whenever my wife comes hunting, he says I haven't been in. Oh, the bartender's just like a mother to me, and I'm his favorite kin.
I'm not perfect, but I'm better than you. I'm not perfect. your plastic pace, the pipe from your hand or the fog from the back door. She say, I'm not perfect, but I'm better than you. I'm not perfect, but I'm better than you. And those were not the days. They look from this distant place. She say, I'm not perfect, but I'm better than you. I'm not perfect, but I'm better than you. And those were not the days. They look from this distant place.
Sorry. I'm really sorry. I'm really sorry that you and your family came all the way out here to bumfuck Long Island for this disastrous dinner party. I didn't know both of your kids would vomit all over the back seat of the car you rented. Rented because you lived in the city and so didn't have a car. And I'm really sorry that I served lobster. For most folks, lobster would have been a treat. Lobster was how we lured our other city friends out here. That and champagne, too. It's expensive bait, but that's what it took if we wanted company. We get them fresh off the boat, too. One of the few good things about living all the way out here. Anyway, I didn't know that Sabra... Wait, you'd think I'd know with a name like Sabra. And your hints about a renewed flirtation with orthodoxy. But dumb Goy didn't put two and two together. Instead, here you are, 3 hours late with puking kids and Long Island Expressway road rash, staring at 1.5 pounds of pink, succulent trafe. I'm really sorry. Well, at least maybe you could eat the risotto, but I'm in the kitchen wrestling with that, having never made risotto, and it's not going well. I had the correct type of rice at least, but something was dreadfully wrong. The rice was still hard after 45 minutes of cooking and adding twice as much liquid as the recipe had called for. And we had no fallback. No Uncle Ben's or Carolina or Minute Rice. Do they even make Minute Rice anymore? What the hell is wrong with this rice? I had some pork chops in the freezer, but oh man. I'm really sorry. What the hell is wrong with this rice? I had no choice. I had to serve you something. So I glopped a spoonful on your plate, hoping for the best. You were kind enough to take a few polite bites, but then looked at your watch and said, sorry, you had to go back to the city. Take it with you, I said. Did I blow it? You had been our band's manager, and when we imploded, I felt so ashamed how we'd let you down. How we'd let the people who'd gone to bat for us at the record label down. I'm sorry, even though you had a zillion other successful acts and even a zillion or dollars stashed away. Do you want to be my manager as a solo act? Did you think I had the goods? Or was I now Trafe? Trafe. Trafe. I'm really sorry. I'm really sorry. I'm sorry. Sorry, sorry, sorry. Lobster. Lobster. What the hell was I thinking? Lobster.
you, I've been up a tree, just because you like to make a monkey of me.
When you wear that innocent expression,
that's the time you better use discretion.
Heaven only knows what you're about to do. Did I have to meet a little faker like you? You smile and smooth my hair, because you know I love romantic episodes. And then you light my cigarette,
and you think I'm being sweet
till the cigarette explodes.
When you're a quiet little Quaker, all that you offer I'm a taker. And though I know I'm sure to get in touch, wonder why I love a charming faker so much.
For the past few years, I've had a steady job, working as a salesman from 9 to 5, selling pool tables just to keep alive. Now, a few weeks ago, one day, around noon, in walked a gentleman, very well dressed, wore a Homburg hat, and I was impressed. He is in a big hurry, and he wanted to know if we could make a special table. He had plenty of dough. He'd pick it up in 2 weeks when he come back to town, but it had to be different. He wanted it round.
A round pool table.
Now, I would have called the boss, but he is out to lunch. I figured this fellow was kind of off his track, so I'd humor him along till the boss got back. So I told him we could probably make it up. But then he asked me, with a gleam in his eye, if we could build this table only 1 foot high.
A round pool table.
by now I was getting kind of worried. I asked for his credentials. His bank was called. They told me his credit was as good as gold. Well, then to discourage him, I made the price sky high. He eagerly accepted, and then with a silly grin, he said it must be covered in a leopard skin. Well, I wrote up the order and off he went. For 2 weeks steady, we slaved away. You know, have the table ready for delivery day. Well, he had sailed to Europe, but on the way back, his ship was sunk, and he lives no more. So if you know anybody that's looking for a round pool table, 1 foot high, covered in a leopard skin, I'd appreciate it if you'd let me know. Call me. Collect. It's marked way down. Beautiful.
Don't know how I got out of bed this morning. I had it all down one side. I put my foot down. God, it was like plugging into the mains. It shot right up and I came out of it all giddy. I thought, oh no, I'm going. And it started swimming my life before me. Oh, I smell the lilies. I had such a good cry. It was lovely. I just wanted to lay back. So I can't really recline. It's put me on tablets, but it's a constant fight to relax. Sunday last, I was hitting a drop of liniment. Just bent down to pull up my surgical stockings. Went all slipped out again. Busy. Well, didn't have time to straighten up. I can't sleep. Not since Mr. E passed over. It's like having your leg off. You think it's still there in the bed. I mean, it was 33 years last Tuesday. I just got used to his snoring and mornings he'd make me a herbal infusion I used to love doing for him. Oh!
Darning socks, store your man. Darn, big toaster again. No, never mind, I'll start again. No, really, I will. Darning socks for your man. Darn, big toaster again. Darning socks, darn. Darn, there goes the door, knock her up and it's Mrs. Brown. Hello dear, come inside, have a cup of tea. I hope I'm not intruding, you know me. Give you time to boil it, may I use your toilet? Looking round, can I help anything at all? Ooh, matter of fact, come to think, I got a lot of socks to darn. Never mind the stinky stink. Me husband, he's out farming. Farm. Says he a bit of muck. Never do folks any harm. Out in his gum boots. Plow. Muggins here has got to feed his big fat sow. He tried it on this morning. The sauce is so and so. Get your breakfast down, you and out you go. Just one little bit of dog shit. I've got to get in the mouth. I've got to keep going there. Just one bit of comfort before I lie inside my box. If the Lord wears trousers, the prophets never mention socks. And should an angel ask me for a little older filth? Well, dear, darn, I'll go to well.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. That was a half an hour. But we are still just working through all this silliness about all the stuff that I've been doing with all the people all the time. Right here in the greater Babyland area. It's been a lovely time. It's been an overwhelming time. And it's just generally been a time. But it's been great. I like to share wonderful things with you, the listener, and that's what we're doing right now. So let's get right back to that silliness. We'll be back with the Radio Obituaries in a little under an hour right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Somebody that just loves to learn, and another child grows up to be somebody you just love to burn. Mom loves the both of them. You see, it's in the blood. Both kids are good and bound. Thicker than the mud, it's a family affair.
It's a family affair.
It's a family affair. Checking each other out. Hey, nobody wants to blow. Nobody wants to be left out. You can't leave cause your heart is there. But you can't stay cause you've been somewhere else. You can't cry cause you look broke down. But you're crying anyway cause you're all broke down. It's a family affair. Family affair, oh, yeah, family
just came away from a little cafe where two cunning gents held up the crowd. They ransacked the till, started shooting until the freeloaders pleaded out loud, "Please don't shoot the bartender, he's half shot now. We just spent a pound, he owes us a round. He'll buy us one if you'll allow. He's just getting over a bender. He's helpless as Emma the cow. Oh, don't shoot the bartender. He's half shot now." Bartender, he's half shot now. He don't act reserved, he's too well preserved. At sampling his wares, he's a wow. He lives on a strict liquid diet and seems to enjoy it and how. So don't shoot the bartender, he's half shot now.
Yeah. This is Mary Travers. Heroin and downers are a terrible thing to get involved in. Think of your mind as a computer. You feed information into it daily, and over the years you will wish to retrieve that information. If you spend a greater part of the time in your life asleep, cooled out, you may have nothing to retrieve later. Not only does heroin destroy your body, but it will destroy your life.
Uncle Walter, he's just out on parole. Cousin Sue, she'll try to save your soul. Sister Sally is living with a gypsy. Great Aunt Mary, she's more than just tipsy. Grandpa Jim, he's married again. His new wife is number 9 or 10. Take a look, she's out there on the dance floor. Wait and see what she does for an encore. So won't you come right in? Get ready for a ball of confusion. Welcome to my family reunion. My Aunt Emma, she's always been quite rude. Grandma Bess, she'll only eat brown food. My godfather owes me 7 grand. And Uncle Joe, he'll try to sell you land. So won't you come right in? Get ready for a ball of confusion. Welcome to my so glad you want to be with me. But will you change your mind when you meet my family? Sister Kate, she'll only dress in black. Snake is crawling up your back. There's Brother Pete on his unicycle. The cops are here to lock up Cousin Michael. So won't you come right in? Get ready for a ball of confusion. Welcome to my
wonderful time. Storms at sea are rough, but gee, there'll be some dirty work tonight. Still the storm may rage and blow, what does a sailor care? Does it hail or rain or snow? What does a sailor care? When it comes to lady loves, you'll never be the tar. Short or tall, he gets them all. Well, you know what sailors are. If he's on the sea or shore, what does a sailor care for the cannon's deadly roar? What does a sailor care? And if he's wrecked on a desert isle where a girl's prospects are bare, well, Nelson only lost one eye, so what does a sailor care? If he meets a Frenchy maid, what does a sailor care? Though a scandal may be laid, what does a sailor care? If the pretty maid murmurs, come on, Jelly Boo, he says, well, I might do, but it all depends on you. If the captain skirts the shore, what does a sailor care? On land the skirts galore, so what does a sailor care? When flirting with the Zulu girls, if strings of beads they wear, well, he can easily cut the string, so what does a sailor care? If the sea runs mountains high, well, what does a sailor care? They'll come down by and by, so what does a sailor care? If he said, I'll kiss the first thing in a skirt I see, well, it's awkward if the first thing is a Scotsman from Dundee. If he knows there's rocks about, well, what does a sailor care? If a big wave knocks him out, well, what does a sailor care? And if he dies and goes below and meets old Nick down there, well, he's been a stoker all his life, so what does a sailor care? We're rough, we're tough, we're real hot stuff, but our hearts just long for home, sweet home. 'Cause the time comes when you get fed up with the saucy dames that hang around you, with their painted lips and their snaky hips. Oh, look out when they have their arms around you. They pinch your dough and away they go, till in the local kink they find you. That's the time you long for your home, sweet home, and the wife and the kids have left behind you.
Yoo-hoo, yoo-hoo, hello.
Well, hello there. My, my, what are you doing here at the club?
I came down to play some pool.
Pool?
Would you like to play some pool with me?
Well, you know, honey, that's one game I don't know a darn thing about.
You don't?
No.
Well, let me explain it to you.
Well, yes, I'd like to know something about it.
You see, we play on a big table.
Oh, we play on a big table?
Yes.
Well, it's been a long time since I played on a table.
Yes?
Yeah, but I guess I can stand up to it all right.
Oh, of course you can.
Why, sure.
Now, the table is covered with green cloth.
Oh, the table is covered with green cloth.
That's right.
Well, I know what that's for.
What?
Well, that's to kind of make us think we're out in the grass.
Oh?
You little devil. Now, tell me some more.
There are rubber cushions all around the sides of the table.
Rubber cushions all around the sides of the table?
Yes.
What are the rubber cushions for?
Oh, that's so your balls will bounce back.
So my balls will bounce back.
That's right.
This is going to be a rough game, isn't it?
Oh, no, it isn't.
No.
You'll love it.
Well, tell me some more.
Now you put your balls in a rack.
I put my balls in a rack?
That's right.
Where's the rack?
It's on the table.
On the table?
Yes.
I'm going to look funny as hell standing with my balls in the rack on the table.
No, you won't.
I won't?
No.
Well, tell me some more.
Now take your cue in your hand.
Yes.
And get ready for a good shot.
Look, honey, when I got my cue in my hand, I know what to do.
You do?
Oh, my yes, my yes, my yes.
Oh, that's fine.
Yes, now tell me some more.
Now I'll take your cue and put chalk on the end of it.
I put chalk on the end of my cue?
That's right.
But where's my cue?
You hold it out about arm's length.
I hold it out arm's length?
Yes.
Look, honey, you got me mixed up with someone else.
What do you mean?
Well, I'll put chalk on my cue, but it won't be way to hell and gone out there.
No.
Oh, hell no.
Oh, it doesn't matter as long as you get chalk on the end of it.
Well, what's the chalk for?
That's to keep you from slipping.
Slipping?
Mm-hmm.
Well, honey, if I slip, I can start over again, can't I?
Oh, of course you can.
Why, sure, slips don't count. Now, tell me some more.
Now you bust your balls.
I bust my balls.
That's right.
Oh, this is going to be a rough game, isn't it?
No, it isn't.
It isn't, huh?
You'll like it.
Well, I might as well bust them. They're no damn good anyway. Now, tell me some more.
Now, if one of your balls goes in the hole, you get another shot.
Look, honey, if one of my balls goes in the hole, the game's over as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, no, that's the idea of the game.
Yeah?
Yes, get your object ball in the hole without scratching.
Look, babe, I'll be so damn busy bouncing my balls on the cushions, I won't have time to scratch. Hey, where are we going to play this game?
Down in the basement. Just follow me.
Yeah, well, I hope I don't wreck my balls or bust my cue. So long, folks.
I've been doing laundry more often and liking it. Not doing more because there's more to wash, but just doing it as soon as there's a full load. I like this because with working at home, it makes me feel more productive and lets me do an extra thing that doesn't take too much time, but goes along with when I stop to get a cup of coffee. I put it in, go back to work, later on transfer from washer to dryer, and back to work. Then the best part is when I open the dryer, and if two matching socks ended up right near each other, I just feel like I won something. I mean, it's no big deal to pair up the socks when I'm putting everything away, but when I open the dryer door and they're lying there next to each other after all that tumbling, that's just a good feeling.
Come on and play the sailor's polka. Make way for navy blue. Oh, how the girls all love the polka with a sailor who's tried and true. Where there is music and there's moonlight, the navy knows what to do. So come on and play the sailor's polka. Make way for navy blue.
All the band will start in playing when the fleet comes sailing in. They'll be hip, 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 hooraying, and the good times will begin.
There'll be gobs and gobs of misses
who'll be waiting
on the shore, with gobs and gobs of kisses for the gobs at their door.
Long before they drop the anchor, you will hear the music start. Every pretty girl will hanker to win a sailor's heart.
Yeah, the band will start and play, and the dancing will begin
when the fleet comes sailing in.
Come on and play the sailor's polka. Make way for navy
blue. And the good times will begin.
Oh,
there'll be gobs and
gobs
of misses who'll be waiting on the shore.
Where the sailor who's
kisses for the gobs that they adore.
Where there is music and there's moonlight,
and navy knows what to do. Win a sailor's heart, yes.
So come on and play the sailor's polka
and dance the whole night through. So make way for navy blue.
You're a fake king and I'm the prince that is bound to win. Yes, the people say you all have got to come our way. And they also say that I am here to stay. Please don't try to trail me, cause there's no one who can fail me. You are a fake king and I'm the prince that is bound to win. Are a fake king and I'm a prince for this bond.